Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
So yesterday, being the Queen's birthday, I came across an article that somebody had written comparing the brand of the Queen in terms of value to the brand of Oprah. And I wondered what it would be like to compare the three women who were involved, I guess, to some extent in the recent events. And that is Meghan Markle, Oprah, and the Queen. Joining us on the line this morning is marketing expert Dina Diamond. Dina, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Very, very well. And you?
Excellent. Thank you for asking. So these are three very, very powerful brands, aren't they?
I would say they're two very powerful brands.
Really? I thought the Queen actually was a powerful
brand. Not talking about her. I'm talking about your favorite, Meggie.
Right. Okay. So take us through this. How does one value a brand like an Oprah or a Meghan, or the Queen even?
So, I mean, brand generally is very hard to measure because they say it's the intangibles really that make up the brand. Because what is a brand? A brand is everything you see, you touch, you experience about that person, that thing, that product, whatever it may be. So there are various techniques. In terms of the Queen, her brand value comes from everything that sort of contributes to the royal family, because her brand is so associated with the royal family, you can't really remove it because she is the royal family.
Right, absolutely.
She is the head of the royal family. So they look at what actually people, like how many times they're mentioned in the media, what the positive value is of that. They look at, for example, in the UK, the Queen and the royal family themselves contribute billions of pounds a year, just in terms of people wanting to go, you know, obviously you see the crown jewels,
changing of the guard,
and then when the Queen had her jubilee, and then the trooping of the colour. So all of those things bring massive tourist value into the UK. So that's all considered in her brand. She literally has been the longest serving monarch, for like an entire history. I mean, she literally is the longest lived and longest reigning British monarch. She's the longest serving female head of state in world history and the world's oldest living monarch, and the longest reigning current monarch. So she basically has had a long time to build up her brand.
Yeah, she has.
She has indeed. And the sentiment towards her is always overwhelmingly positive. So they also look at that in terms of brand value. So even though there have been a few bumps along the road with the royal family, she has always maintained like this air of dignity and this air of royalty. And it's not very common these days. I mean, we actually just see it sort of, I think, globally where people like celebrities and TV stars like Donald Trump become president of the United States and they don't do it with as much flair, as poise,
as they should.
Correct. But when you think of the royal family, you always think of the sort of elevated, more
dignified,
posh, more refined, dignified. Absolutely. And I think when we've seen how the Queen has handled sort of some of the scandals, Prince Andrew, firing him, and even with Meghan accusing them of racism, I think that she really has handled it with dignity, and it's always very subtle on how she manages it.
What's interesting what's interesting is that she does whatever it takes to protect the integrity of the brand. So if it means firing her own son, Andrew, because she wants him disassociated from the brand of the royal family and herself, that's what she goes about and she does.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, I mean, if we look at what's happened even with that Meghan Markle and Prince Harry interview, I mean, she's got three times the global reach of Oprah. So as you were comparing her to Oprah, three times the global reach of Oprah. I mean, Oprah is massive. Globally,
absolutely.
And not only that, but I mean, just in terms of just her own wealth, I mean, she was found to be, her personal brand, let me just tell you, is 16 times bigger than singer Beyonce, wow. 6 times the size of Kim Kardashian and Microsoft founder Bill Gates, and even bigger than the Beckhams. So, I mean, the Beckhams are the royalty of
absolutely, the people's the people royalty. Mm.
So, I mean, we live in a very different age now, whereas before, I think the monarchy was the only brand that, you know, royalty was a brand. There were no real celebrities, movie stars, singers, where they've become a whole new other level. So, Meghan, when I talk about the big brands, right? So, we're comparing the Queen to Oprah to Meghan.
Okay, so you're saying the Queen has 3 times the global reach of Oprah.
Of Oprah. Okay. Yes. So Oprah's brand value is absolutely massive as well. But also she's built up that credibility over the years. I mean, she's 67. She came from nothing, single mom home, literally had nothing growing up, and has really sort of captured the hearts of not just America, but of the world. Yeah. And, she really has done a phenomenal job. And, I think that interview with Meghan was almost a little bit of a disservice to herself, because she was so dramatic. Shocked.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't buy that interview at all. I must just put it out there.
Okay.
And again, she's got such a credible platform that people do look to her for that credibility. But I think maybe on that particular interview, I just found her quite, really, as I say, dramatic and like, no, and expressions. And
it was a little bit too much.
But you give it to Oprah, because she's built up credibility.
You're right.
Yeah. But let me just tell you, actual value of the Queen herself, the actual, just in terms of her actual finances and her actual wealth, she's actually been, and her brand value is around $50 billion or 10 $50 billion. I mean, that's massive. It's bigger than local companies. It's bigger than Coca-Cola. It's bigger than Nestle. That's a proper brand value.
Incredible. Really, really so powerful. How strong a brand is it? In other words, how robust is it?
Well, it does seem to be quite robust because, I mean, if you look at and that's just the Queen on her personal wealth being $560 million. Sorry, I'm just putting that out there. But in terms of the actual royal family, so the $50 billion is attributed to the Queen, but what they term the royal family, which they also call the firm, that would be over $100 billion in terms of all these calculations. So it is a massive, massive beast in terms of the branding world. And if you look, I mean, people go to London specifically to go to Buckingham Palace to go watch this. That you, if you're a tourist and you've never been to London, you won't skip out on Buckingham Palace.
Right. Well, no
you
one's,
won't skip out on
and no one's traveling to Los Angeles to see Meghan.
No one is going to Montecito to go look at her, even though she claims that, you know, she didn't want to go to the funeral because she didn't want to be the center of attention.
Right.
Which is very kind of
So selfless. selfless and just a little bit self-absorbed as well, but that's a separate thing. So how powerful is brand Meghan?
So, you know, because I think it's completely split on how Meghan is seen, because she has sort of polarized the world slightly. There are those who believe that, you know, her story, especially on that breaking interview, I mean, that interview what went viral, it was absolutely sort of mammoth. So before she actually met Harry, obviously she was an American actress. Not very well known. I mean, Suits is a great program, but she wasn't really one of the A-lister sort of celebrities and A-lister actresses. So Suits is kind of where she sort of started becoming a little bit known, but wasn't really sort of massively popular globally. Whereas obviously the second she started dating Harry, she became a little bit more popular and she got a bit more attention. And again, people, when they see people, it's like almost that Diana story. So, you know, She's really not, she's pretty much a commoner, but coming into the royal family. So I think there was a little bit of sympathy for her. People love the love stories and they love the beautiful tales of happiness and happily ever after and princesses.
And the everyday girl becoming the princess.
Yes, absolutely. Mm. It gives hope. It's almost inspirational to sort of all those girls who want to grow up and marry a prince, even though they're fewer and far between.
Yes, and I'm not sure if Harry would be the way to go.
Exactly. Mm. So her worth was actually just in her sort of in her earnings. But they and they actually Harry and Meghan's estimated joint worth is only $10 million, which was reported last year in May.
Right.
So although they've now signed the $100 million deal with Netflix, and Harry also had got money from his mother and some money from Prince William, so they don't really seem to have that massive brand appeal. Again, I think she's also polarizing. So that interview where she's at almost attacking the monarchy, some people take very personally because the monarchy is such a strong brand and so long established. There was a negative fallout from Meghan from that point of view in terms of that attack, even though she said the Queen and her have always shared a wonderful relationship, and she's even shared her blanket with
her. That's smart, because you definitely want to co-brand, you definitely want to co-market with the Queen, don't you?
Absolutely. No, you want to be associated because when you've got such a powerful brand, you do want to naturally be associated. And Meghan's no fool. I mean, she really isn't. I mean, I think she's quite cunning and I think she's quite deliberate in her actions and her words. And I think she wanted to show that she was victimized to get some sort of level of sympathy from the media and the general public.
That said, all of this, even whether we believe her, whether we don't believe her, whether we like her or dislike her or couldn't care less about her, the interview with Oprah, everything that's gone on must have increased her brand value.
It did.
Right.
He did, because, that media topic, it ran for like solid on every single station, on every single media for like 2 weeks, straight. And everyone was basically, the general sentiment actually was feeling sorry for her and saying, you know, she wanted to take her own life, and someone asked about her child, the color of their skin. Mm. So, that did actually increase her brand value, and in America as well now. So she does have that popularity. They are invited to all the social events. They are seen as A-listers, now in terms of, being invited to stuff. And, it has increased her brand value, but again, I don't think that it will ever be on the level of an Oprah.
Mm. Well, what's also interesting to me is I think that I would imagine that brand value also relies on some substance. And I believe that Harry is a person of absolutely no substance. He is only about his sadness and his tragedy and his family. You remove the family from him, or he removes himself from the family. All that's left is that sadness and the tragedy and the kid who lost his mom. And that's it. He's got very little else to offer the world, really.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he did do his military service. He was seen as a decorated officer. He did do his time in Afghanistan. So, you know, I mean, he isn't completely nothing, but he is seen to be a little bit,
I think he's doff, sort of actually. Spineless. I think he's stupid.
I
know it's a terrible thing to say, but I actually think he's stupid. I listen to him speak and I think, why is anybody listening to this guy? He really, really is just so vacuous.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think he does lack a bit of style.
Substance.
I think he does.
And
substance. But I mean, and the irony is now they're also going into this whole mental wellness with Oprah. So they're looking at how do they increase their brand value. So I mean, they've obviously got someone who's helping them, you know, with brand Royal Sussex. Mm. And they had the Instagram page and they had all of that. So they are, I mean, I'm not saying they're no brand. They're definitely a brand.
Right,
I mean,
right,
globally,
no, I
there's
that.
Still appeal for a prince. There's still appeal for her as an actress. There's still sort of that sympathy factor. So it's not to say they're not going to get it. I mean, they are getting approached right, left, and center. She's offered voiceovers and, as you say, Netflix and Oprah to do mental wellness. He's now the chief What is
yes,
it?
Yes, yes. I don't know. It's got a title.
He's got an. It's got a, actually got a job, which is quite
yeah. Well, it's a title with no function, but that's something completely different. Dina Diamond, at 7 o'clock, we do need to leave it here. Thank you, as always. Great chatting to you and getting just that little bit of a perspective around these brands.